Hello, my name is Will from FIU, Florida International University. We are conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. Let me ask, is your home a single-family home, townhome, apartment, condo, or mobile home?
I'm a single-family home.
Thank you, sir. Next question. Do you own or rent your home?
Own it.
Thank you. Can you please tell me the year that your home was built?
1955.
55, okay, thank you. Have you upgraded your home? Have you made any modifications to the property?
Oh, I put a new roof on.
Okay, thank you. How many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
Since 1978, which is about 44 years.
44. Okay, thank you. Have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following, like tropical storms, hurricanes, category 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5?
I've been in 3 hurricanes.
Okay. What category? 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5?
Probably 2 and 3.
Okay. And the other one? You don't recall?
Well, like I say, one was in two, and the other one was a 3.
Oh, okay, okay. My bad. I didn't hear that part. Do you remember the name of the Category 2 or the year?
Well, one of them was the No Name Storm.
No Name, okay.
And I don't remember the other ones.
Okay, you don't remember the other ones? Okay, no problem. Next. Have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane? Yes or no?
You mean currently damaged?
In the past.
Yeah, it took the roof off.
Okay. Okay, thank you. What was the estimated damage in dollars that you experienced, that you suffered?
About 30,000.
30,000, okay. 30,000. Okay, thank you. Next question. Can you please tell me what were the primary causes of damage to your home? Was it the debris in the wind breaking your windows, wind damaging your roof, ocean surge, flooding, trees falling on your home, or something else?
It was wind damaging the roof.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much. Next, how vulnerable do you feel to damage from hurricanes related to tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely, somewhat, or not too vulnerable?
Not too much.
Okay. Thank you. If a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare? Put up hurricane shutters, board up your home, buy supplies and equipment, evacuate, call the insurance company, drive to home or relative, friend in another area, or you will not prepare because your home is already prepared?
I would get supplies and get gas for my generator.
Okay, thank you so much. Next. When will you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? When a hurricane watch is issued within 48 hours? When a hurricane warning is issued within 36 hours? Or your home is already prepared and could be secured within a few hours?
Yeah, I feel that, like I say, if I get some gas and I already in groceries, then I'm okay.
Okay. Considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourselves and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not at all certain?
It's going to be all over the news, so it's going to be very certain.
Okay, thank you. Please select your top three sources of information, such as internet, radio, TV, newspaper, friends and family, social media, or WhatsApp.
And TV and radio.
Those are the only two. One more, please. Internet, newspaper, friends and family, social media, WhatsApp.
Well, it could be the internet.
Internet, okay. Thank you so much. Next. On a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being the least prepared and 5 being the most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness from 1 through 5?
4.
4, okay, thank you. Have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or storm, such as transportation costs, property taxes, cost of housing, cost of child care, loss of income or employment, cost of food and other essentials, or cost of insurance?
None of them.
None. Okay, thank you so much. Next. Is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone? Yes or no?
I think it's yes.
It's flood or evacuation, or both?
No, just flood area.
Okay, thank you so much. What is the letter designation for the flood zone? Is it an A, B, C?
I have no idea.
Okay, no problem. Thank you. When will you evacuate if a hurricane watch is issued within 48 hours, if a hurricane warning is issued within 36 hours, or if a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, or if an emergency management official ordered you to evacuate, or probably never?
Never.
Never. Okay, thank you so much. If you needed to evacuate, where would you go? To a local shelter, to a house nearby, friend or family, another location within the state, as far as possible to another state, or you will not leave under any circumstances?
Local shelter.
Local shelter. Okay, thank you. How many vehicles are available in your household?
One.
One. Okay, thank you. What is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
I don't have one.
You don't have one? Okay, no problem. Thank you. How confident are you that you could come up with $2,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage? I am certain that I could come up with that. I could probably come up with $2,000.
I could certainly come up with it.
Thank you. How has your home insurance rate changed in the last year?
I don't have one, then it didn't ever change.
Okay. You never had one, not even in the past?
Yeah, I had one in the past.
Okay. So in the last 3 years, did it increase or decrease?
Oh, they always increase.
Okay. Significantly or somewhat?
Significant.
Okay. What about in the last 5 years? Did it increase or decrease?
I didn't have any in the last 5 years.
Okay. And in the last 10 years?
So when I had it, it would increase.
Okay. No problem. Thank you. As a result of this increase, what actions did you take? You change your insurance provider, increase the amount of deductible, decrease coverage, or other?
Other.
Other, okay. Can you please specify what that other was?
Yeah, I told them to shove it up their ass.
Okay. So you dropped it?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. If you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you are comfortable insuring? 100%, 80%, 60%, or less than 60%?
Well, since I'm not interested, I don't have a percent because I'm not interested.
Okay, which of the following will you consider taking if an insurance costs of home ownership costs were to continue to increase at the current rate or higher? Moving to another home within the same county, moving to another county within Florida, moving to another state, or you will never move from your home?
Never move.
Okay, thank you. In recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider it if your mortgage was paid off, yes or no?
That's exactly what I did. I paid off my mortgage, and that's when I told them to go to hell.
Okay, thank you. Now, if a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help you reimburse your costs? Federal government, state government, or local government? Or government shouldn't be involved in recovery efforts?
Well, probably the state.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now, on a scale from 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have in that local building codes are being enforced, 1 to 5?
I'll do a 4.
Okay, thank you. What about that local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk? 1 to 5.
5.
Thank you. What about that new developments take into account hurricane wind risk?
4.
Thank you. What about that new developments take into account flood risks?
4.
4. What about that building codes are strict as they should be to mitigate loss?
5.
5. Okay, thank you so much. We're almost done now. I would like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise. Do you believe that sea level rise is happening in Florida? And do you think that your property or finances will be affected by it? Yes, I believe it is happening and I will be affected. Yes, I believe it is happening, but I won't be affected. Yes, I believe it is happening, but I don't know if I will be affected. No, I don't believe it is happening, or no, I don't know if it is happening.
Yes, I believe it is happening, but no, I will not be affected.
Okay, thank you so much. If the government were to take action on sea level rise, how should they fund those initiatives? Increase income taxes, increase property taxes, or increase both income and property taxes, or other?
Read that again.
If the government were to take action on sea level rise, how should they fund those initiatives? Increase income taxes, increase property taxes, or increase both income and property taxes, or other?
Other.
Okay, can you please specify what other?
Yeah, government grants.
Okay. Thank you so much. Next. Most of Florida coastal areas have a very low elevation, under 10 meters, that's 33 feet above sea level, and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Extremely, moderately, somewhat, or slightly concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not at all.
Okay, thank you. When you purchase your home, which characteristics were the most important? Neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, flood zone, proximity to other family, or proximity to job?
The neighborhood.
Okay. What other two? Schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, flood zone, proximity to family, or job?
Proximity to job.
Okay. What about family or insurance rate, taxes, fees, walkability, price, crime, schools, flood zone?
No.
None of the above? Okay. How long have you planned on living in your current address? Less than a year, between 1 to less than 3, between 3 to less than 5, between 5 to less than 10, between 10 to less than 20, or more than 20 years?
Yeah, more than 20.
Okay. Finally, I just have a few general background questions, and we will be finished. Can you please tell me your age? Are you between 18 to 34, 35 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 plus?
The last one.
65 plus, okay. What is your gender? Do you identify as male, female, or something?
Male.
Else? Okay, thank you. Including yourself, how many people live in your household?
One.
One, okay. No under 12 years old?
No, but I got a dog.
Okay. Yeah, that's okay. 65, okay. What is your marital status? Are you single, never married, married, living with a partner, widow, divorced, separated?
Divorced.
Divorced, okay. What is the highest grade of school completed by an adult member of your household? Less than high school, some college, college grad?
2-year college.
Okay, thank you. Are you of Hispanic or Latino descent? Yes or no?
No.
No, okay, thank you. What racial groups do you identify yourself with? White, Caucasian, okay, thank you. What languages are oftenly spoken at home? Only English?
Just English.
Okay. Please tell me which is the income range for your household. Under 20, 20 to less than 30, 30 to less than 50, 50 to less than 75, 75 to less than 100, or 100 plus?
Yeah, 30 to 50.
Okay, thank you so much. Then that will conclude our survey. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. You have a good one.
Okay, bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.